Mixed signals regarding biotech crops coming from the European Union last week have left agricultural representatives shaking their heads. First, the EU announced it would allow member nations to ban the import of food and feed containing biotech ingredients. Then a few days later, announced the approval of 17 biotech traits for import. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman comments.
Well, I'm just characterizing it as flat goofy. I mean, you have the approvals that we've been waiting on for so long get done at the EU level, but oh, by the way, right before then they say tell the member states they can do whatever they want. That's ridiculous. It's not consistent with their WTO obligations, we believe. And, you know, doing business that way, it's going to make it very difficult for us to do a transatlantic trade agreement with them, the TTIP negotiations.
National Corn Growers Association Public Policy Director Zach Kinney says the opt-out policy for EU nations creates a lot of uncertainty going forward.
It would really just be a nightmare when you look at the supply chain and importing of the crops that we produce. We've got a long ways to go. They're a huge trading partner. There's a lot of opportunity there, but there's a lot of work to be done. So I think the industry is trying to figure out how to move forward, and I'm sure you've seen responses, great responses from the U.S. government, like-minded countries, Argentina and Brazil. Any major exporters responding that this is a definitely a bad idea and a move in the wrong direction. So hopefully we'll see them withdraw that.
American Soybean Association First Vice President Richard Wilkins of Delaware says the opt-out policy would definitely have a negative impact on U.S. soy trade with the EU. But the trade approval news is very positive.
The deregulation of the four soybean biotech events that we've been waiting for means that we can now in the United States move towards full commercialization of high oleic soybeans. The consumer's desire to have a zero trans fat in their diets has caused us to lose some market share for soybean oil for human consumption. High oleic soybean oil with its attributes of not needing to be partially hydrogenated will help us to hopefully recapture some of that lost market share.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.